Hollywood has lost five actors in recent weeks who'd become synonymous with the gangsters they played on screen. James Caan is probably most famous among them. He was Sonny in The Godfather. But all of these actors helped depict the mafia for generations of American audiences. And critic Bob Mondello explains why their loss is felt so deeply.
At the beginning of The Godfather, a Sicilian undertaker asks Marlon Brando's Don Corleone for justice in a way that Don has indicated he must.
Be my friend, Godfather.
In the background of the shot, not yet in focus either as a character or as an actor, is James Caan playing Sonny, the Corleone family's heir apparent, listening intently to his father.
Someday, and that day may never come, I'll call upon you to do a service for me. But until that day...
Many months later, Sonny, having long since come into focus as hot-headed, impulsive, and violent, lies shredded by bullets on a mortuary slab, and someday has come.
I want you to use all your powers and all your skills.
A father's last request for his son.
I don't want his mother to see him as...
In the gangster flicks of an earlier era, nearly always told from the moralistic viewpoint of the authorities, this scene wouldn't exist. In 1972, The Godfather changed the formula. It asked us to identify not with the law, but the mafiosi, asked us to feel for them.
Look how they massacred my boy.
And we did. When mobsters died in The Godfather, audiences wept, and the actors who played those mobsters got identified with them in ways that earlier actors, say Jimmy Cagney, never did.
Take it, you dirty yellow-bellied rat, or I'll give it to you through the door!
Given the artificiality of gangster flicks in the 1930s and 40s, nobody confused Cagney with the characters he played, especially as he also played George M. Cohan.
Give my regards to Broadway.
But James Caan got turned down when he tried to join a country club because its members so believed his performance, they thought that, like Sonny, he was a made man. And with The Godfather ushering in a new realism in mob movies, he wasn't alone.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Ray Liotta, who played the lead in Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas, also struggled to avoid typecasting, as did Paul Sorvino, who played his mentor in the film.
Holly, why would I want to get into that?
Don't make a jerk out of me. Just don't do it. I want to talk to you about Jimmy. You got to watch out for him.
And the once a gangster, always a gangster thing didn't just happen to featured players. Quite a few of Sorvino's Goodfellas henchmen found steady employment with suburban mafioso Tony Soprano a decade later, including Paul Herman, who played Beansy.
This maniac threw a vat of hot oil right from the Zeppelin stand.
And Tony Sirico, who played Walnut Galtieri.
Powdered sugar, he would have been done.
Still, this wave of modern mafia epics was just that, a wave that crested with The Sopranos almost two decades ago. There are still occasional mob stories with Italian faces, but in recent years, a more egalitarian Hollywood has turned its attention to African-American antiheroes, Asian cybercriminals, drug cartels from Latin America, and as the mafia recedes, so eventually must its interpreters.
You ever feel like nothing good was ever going to happen to you?
Yeah. And nothing did. So what? I'm alive. I'm surviving.
All five of these actors, still robust and working at the start of this year, are now gone, which is perhaps unsurprising in actuarial terms, but still comes as a shock. We tend to freeze actors in the roles we best remember. Caan was in his early 30s when he made The Godfather. Young, vital.
What the hell is this?
That's a Sicilian message.
But it's now a half century later. Liotta was in his 30s, Sorvino, Sirico, and Herman in their 40s and 50s when Goodfellas premiered, and that's 32 years ago. But we remember them all at their peak, which makes their loss feel like the passing of a generation. It happens to every genre, the great silent comedians, the tap-dancing musical stars of the 30s and 40s, the cowpokes and lawmen who rode a CinemaScope range in the 1950s. There will come a time, with luck, decades from now, when audiences will mourn the passing of a generation of superheroes. But this crowd is the one we're losing now. The mobsters we, unexpectedly, and against all our better instincts, came to care about. I'm Bob Mondello.